The destroyed shoe, the good shoe, and that face. He is bound to nothing. You are bound completely, gladly to him and to the shoe you should have put away. It was the good shoe, the expensive one, the one you'd actually meant to put away, and he is looking at you now with an expression of pure, uncomplicated love, tail going, completely unbothered by the carnage at his feet. There is no version of anger that survives contact with that face, and he knows it on some level, even if he doesn't know why. The devil reversed here is about the limits of the bondage, recognizing where your attachment lets things slide that shouldn't, where love becomes an excuse instead of a reason. The shoe's gone either way. The lesson is closing the closet door next time, not loving him less. What may cross your path? Something expensive or important gets destroyed, and your anger dissolves on contact with an innocent face. You catch yourself making excuses for behavior you'd correct in any other context. A boundary you meant to hold gets forgiven instantly, again. You put something out of reach a week too late to matter. Forgive him and fix the actual problem, the open closet, the unattended counter, so love doesn't have to keep absorbing the cost. Your mantra, I can love him completely and still close the closet door.